I tell you, the Father's so wonderful. His great love. You know, the Bible says you're the temple of the living God. And the Father says, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He literally wants to dwell in us. Amen. You know why God instituted the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament? God wanted to show man. He came down from heaven. He wanted to dwell with man. He said, I can't dwell with you now. I can't dwell in you because of the sin nature, but I can dwell with you and I can be next to you. And he set up that tabernacle and they instituted those sacrifices. And when they sacrificed the blood of bulls and goats, that sin covered the nation temporarily and God could dwell with them. But God wanted something greater than that. The Father said, a body I have prepared. And Jesus said, in the volume of the book, it was written of me. I've come to do thy will, to take away the first, to establish the second. And God came to dwell with man and in man. That's what he wanted. Hallelujah. Boy, when you get that revelation, it's going to change your life forever. Let's begin in Ephesians 1 today. I'm going to talk to you about two powerful, powerful prayers out of the book of Ephesians. And then we're going to take that second prayer to a new level. And I'm going to teach you a few things about what's in this prayer. So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. For us to function and operate in God, we must have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. This word is more than just printed words. These words are life. They're spirit and life to those who find them, but they must be enlightened. We must have a spirit of revelation. The Holy Spirit needs to reveal the life in these words to understand what's in them. And if you look, verse 18, it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. This kingdom operates not by what we see, feel, touch, and hear, not by the natural senses. It functions by the spiritual senses. We have to understand and see with the eye of faith. And to do that, we must have a spirit of enlightenment. And it's the Holy Ghost that enlightens us to the hope of his calling. And notice what he says here, to what is the hope of his calling? We've gotten into this very heavily. I want to get the second part. And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in you? The reason Jesus came was not just to save you, but to introduce you to the Father and to grant you an inheritance, a very real inheritance. Although it is spiritual, that inheritance is very real, but it has to be apprehended by faith. In order for us to apprehend anything by faith, we must see it. And that's what he's asking, for the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling, and we may understand or know what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In Hebrews chapter 1, this amazing scripture, we've been in this for quite a while now, says, God who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past by the fathers, the prophets, having these last days spoken unto us by his Son. God speaketh by the Son now, because the Son, Jesus, brought the message that we are all to give heed to. He says, whom he hath appointed heir, say heir, of all things, by whom he made the worlds, and being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his purpose, and holding all things by the word of his power, when he himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. It was in his ascension to the right hand of God that the Father appointed him heir of all things. Riches and glory are what he actually received on the behalf of his church. In other words, it pleased the Father that in him all fullness would dwell. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. See, he received that inheritance on the behalf of the church. And he wants us to walk in the fullness of it. But if we don't know what our inheritance, you know, a lot of us just, we get saved and that's our inheritance. We're saved. Hey, your inheritance is a whole lot greater than just being saved. You're just getting started when you're getting saved. Amen. The fullness of his inheritance. But in order for us to walk in that inheritance, we must see it. And in order to see it, we have to have the spirit of revelation. We understand this is our inheritance because the Holy Ghost showed it to us. Amen? And we've preached a lot of these things. What I wanted you to see the most here is the second verse of riches and glory. Before we get into Ephesians 3 prayer, I want you to see this one in Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "And behold, I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands." That's quite a bit. That's a lot. Amen. I'm going to be there. How about you? Notice what he says here. "Saying with a loud voice," I call this the sevenfold inheritance, very powerful. It says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive" what? Power. That's dunamis power. That's where they get that word dynamite. They say dunamis. Dynamite. That Greek word is dunamis. Dunamis power. "Worthy is the Lamb to receive power." He received riches. He received wisdom. He received strength. He received honor. And he received blessings. Now I want to ask you a question. You know, he was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He was mighty Logos. He created the earth before he ever became an embodiment in the name of Jesus. He was the Word, the Logos, in all of eternity past. What part of that inheritance did he not have before he came here? He already had that. All of it. He came here to receive an inheritance on the behalf of his church, which is you and I. When he ascended into the right hand of God, the Father appointed him heir of all things, and all things that Adam's lost. Now, everything that Adam lost has been restored into Christ in a heavenly place where the enemy can never steal it, but then he grants you access to it. And that's what he means in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, that he blesses you with all, say all, spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, because he received it all into the right hand of God. And God wants to release that. Everyone say, "I have an inheritance." But now a spiritual inheritance from God is appropriated different than an inheritance here. When inheritance is left here, but in some ways it's the same. He said, "A good man will leave an inheritance to his children's children." When inheritance is left here on the earth by a mother, father, grandmother, great uncle, what they'll do is they'll hire an attorney and they're going to put that inheritance in your name in a legal binding document. That inheritance will be placed in your name. Sometimes they'll ask that you come of certain age before you receive that inheritance. Sometimes they'll distribute it over different age times. You know, some at 18 and 25 and 30. But that inheritance is in a legal document with your name on. It's the same here. It's a legal document, but it's more of a legal position. Because when Christ was raised into the right hand of God, the Father appointed him heir of all things and gave you an inheritance in his name. And that's why the name of Jesus is above every name. When Jesus came to his disciples, he said, "All power in heaven and earth has been granted unto me. Now I give you that power. I give you those riches. I give you wisdom." Sometimes people say, "Oh, I don't know if God gives me that." Well, of course he gives that to you. That's why I said, if you don't see it, you can't have it. And that's why we have to have the spirit of revelation, because what we see, we can have. Amen? Now, one of the things the Lord's recently moved us into, or led us into, is begin praying this Ephesian prayer, especially of Ephesians chapter 3. I want to break this prayer down a little bit for you today. And then I'm going to bring that in to praying the sevenfold inheritance every day of your life. But I want you to understand how this prayer works. I want you to understand the dynamics that are in this prayer. Amen. So let's look at the first page, Ephesians 3, verse 14. "For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. That's the same word. It said, worthy is the Lamb to receive power. That might is dunamis, same word. By his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Now, I read that kind of quickly for a reason, because that's what we do a lot of times. We'll get out and, you know, do our 5-minute Bible reading, and we run through things that we don't understand the depth of what's in there. So today, I just want to take a little bit and break this prayer down a little bit and show you what all is involved with this prayer, because it's powerful. It's very powerful. Amen. Now, let's look at the first part. Who are we praying to? For this cause, I bow my knees unto who? The Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all the whole family of heaven and earth is named. The name of Jesus, see, he's bringing everybody into that name. He's praying into that name, and he's going to ask the Father to give a grant out of that name. See, the inheritance is in Christ. It's in his name. The fullness is there. It's very real. Just because you can't see it, it's still there. Because it has to be apprehended by faith. And so when we move in faith into these prayers, we need to understand what's in that name. And he's going to tell you, if you look into verse 16, that he would grant you. Say grant. A grant is something that's not worked for. A grant is something that's given. Amen. Have you ever applied for a grant? People have to go to the government for grants. How about going to the kingdom for a grant? Going, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, of whom I am named. All of heaven and earth are named in that name. All of the inheritance is in that name. All your fullness is in that name. All your glory's in that name. Because you gave all things to him. It pleased the Father that in him, Christ, all fullness would dwell. That's been brought into the name of Jesus. It's been brought into, you could look at it like a trust. It's a spiritual heavenly trust that the Father gave all this to Christ. And so when we're coming to the Father and say, Father, we ask you to grant us, say grant. We want to grant. Now notice his wording here, very powerful. He says, according to the riches of his glory. Say riches of his glory. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power. Yeah, well, he didn't really mean riches. Really? Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches. Well, you know, he didn't really mean riches. He just meant riches of glory. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to the wealth that's in this world system. But that's generally how we go about getting it. We're working way too hard at this. We need to be applying more of our faith for God's help. He wants to help us. He wants to grant us. Notice where he says, my God shall supply all your need. Here's that word again. According to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Everyone say, there is riches in glory. Ooh. Whatever those riches were up there, it supplies your need here. Everyone go, hallelujah. Paul was praying, Father, grant us. We come before the name. We're all in that name of Jesus. You know, we're getting into a lot of the things that Jesus spoke about with oneness. He says, you're in me. I'm in you. The Father's in me. You're in him. You know, he goes through all this in the book of John. He says, if a man love me, he'll keep my words, and my Father and I will come and dwell in you. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 4 in your Bible, it says, there's one God and Father of all who is above all. He's through all and in you all. In you all. There's three persons of the Godhead, and all three of them play a part in the release of riches and glory. There's a fullness of riches and glory. There's power. There's joy. There's peace. Jesus said, I spoke these words to you that in me you'll have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. He makes no bones about it. He said, in the world, you will have tribulation. But in me, you'll have peace. We kind of miss that in me part. Because he says, seek those things that are above where Christ sit at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things that are above, not on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hidden in Christ, in the Father. Our true life, boy, if we ever learn how to move into that place, there's peace. There's joy. How do you know? Because I'm living in it. Because we're learning how to access our inheritance. We're learning to access His fullness. But there's a lot of the inheritance, and it's dependent on what you see. Psalms 2. This was a prophetic psalm. David saw this happening before it happened. Now, really look at this, because this is powerful. He said, I have set my king upon the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, son, and I will give thee the nations for thine inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. You know who he's talking about? Well, we see it, Acts 13, right there underneath. It tells us who he's talking about. It says, and God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus again. Where did he raise him? Into the right hand of God, right? When he raised him in the right hand of God, as it is also written in the second Psalm, thou art my son, this day I've begotten thee. The Father saying, you are my son. Now get what he's saying here. This is a kingdom. In a kingdom, you have kings and you have sons. This was his heir. This was the Father's heir. The first heir was Adam. And Adam lost everything. So he goes, I'm going to bring a brand new heir. And I'm going to reassign everything to him. I'm going to set my king, my heir, my son on a brand new throne. And that throne's going to be called the right hand of God. He's going to ascend to the right hand of God. He will be my heir. He will be my son. And then when the son came into the right hand of God, he goes, now, son, speaking of Christ, ask of me the nations for your inheritance. Ask of me the uttermost parts of the earth, because I give it all to you. I make you heir. And so he ascends. He says, ask of me. So Christ, when he came in the right hand of God, this is another part of his inheritance. He receives the nations. He receives the uttermost parts of the earth. That's why the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It's all in his name. God put everything in his name. That's why we pray in that name. Because God put everything into that name. But it's your faith in that name. It's what you see. If you can't see it, when you pray, it'll be empty. You have to have revelation when you pray. Or you have to have a crazy preacher like me to tell you. So when you go to the Father, it's not the empty prayer. So let's go back to that Ephesians 3 now. So we're back in there and say, Father, grant us. Man, the more you can see in that name, the more you can ask. Jesus said it. Ask that your joy may be full. I do not say that I'm going to pray to the Father for you. You're going to pray to the Father because he's going to be your Father the way he was my Father. That's why I came to introduce you to him. Now, back in this prayer. So now we're back in the verse 16. See, you got to see the riches and glory that are in his name. They may be in glory, but they're going to manifest here. See, he supplies all your needs here. Now here, he's praying for dunamis power, the first of the sevenfold inheritance. Now watch, he says, they grant you. Grant, Father, grant us according to the riches and glory that are in that name. We come into that name. You know, Jesus said something. He says, you know, he goes, in that day, you will know that I am in you and you are in me and I'm in the Father. He said that. He goes, and you'll also know the Father is in me and the Father and I abide in you. That's a hard concept for people. They're, what? I'm good enough to see God dwelling in a tabernacle. He's in me. Yes, he is. Did you see the prayer there in Ephesians? Look at verse 17, Ephesians 3. That Christ, what? May dwell where? In your heart. Ephesians 4 said, one Father that's above all. He says he's through all. There's one God and Father who's above all. He's through all, and he is in. Say, in you all. And he spoke of the Holy Spirit coming as being the comforter. He said he's going to come and abide in you forever. God is dwelling with man. He's dwelling with us. You may not ever feel that, because the only way you're really going to experience that by faith. But here we're praying to the Father. Father, you grant us according to the riches and glory that are in the name of Jesus to be strengthened with dunamis power. So now look at this. He calls upon the Father to grant something out of the name of Jesus, out of his riches and glory, to grant us. The Father wants to grant you things. This is Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to grant us. So Father, grant us according to the riches and glory to be strengthened with all dunamis. Man, I tell you, church, we're going to get a brand new revelation of God in the last days. I'm telling you, God is power. Power, say power. He's raw power. Pure power. He's love too. He's glory. He's wisdom. But he was asking the Father to grant out of that name dunamis power, grant out of that inheritance dunamis power. Now notice what he says here. So he's calling on the grant to be strengthened when dunamis by, look at this. Okay, so he's praying to the Father, right? Praying in the name of Jesus. Now, you have the Father, Son. Now he's going to introduce the Holy Ghost. All three of them are at work to bless you. Isn't that good? And then he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with all dunamis might by his Holy Spirit. By his Holy Spirit, where? In your inner man. In your inner man. Notice where it's all happening. Father dwelleth within you. Christ dwelleth in your heart. Holy Ghost dwelleth within you. And the release of it is within you. He releases out of riches and glory. And he releases that into your inner man. See, the Holy Ghost is the transmitter. He's the one that transmits what's in riches and glory here in the earth. Behold, you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. The Holy Ghost is drawing out of riches and glory and releasing it here into the earth. It's really good when you understand all this, because you understand when you're praying what's happening. Now, I want you to look at Matthew 18. So it's where two or more are gathered together in my name. Matthew 18, 20. There I am in the midst of him. Do you know that we gather in his name because you're in him? You do it by faith. The Father's in him. I'm not going to get too heavy with you, but I'm going to get a little heavy with you. The Father's in him. Holy Ghost is in him. And so when you come before the Father, say, Father, I'm gathered in his name. I'm in him. You're in him. Holy Ghost is in him. We're all in him. We're gathered together in agreement, Father, that you would grant us, grant us. You know, sometimes it's a foreign concept to people in church that God would actually grant. We think we're supposed to go to church all of our days. God wants to grant us a kingdom. And so we pray that every day you grant out of the veil of riches and glory, out of the riches and glory, that in his name, by the administration of your Holy Spirit, that that power would release into my inner man. See, he transfers. I'm going to tell you something about God. God, when he gets ready to do something in the earth, he does not bypass human agency. God must work through a human vessel. If God could bypass us, trust me, he would have bypassed us. I mean, if God woke up and said, let's just bypass him, he could get the world saved in one day. That's not the way he did it. He gave us power and authority. He gave us the commission to go. Amen. And he works with us. He set it up that way, but that's the way it is. He's got to work with us. So he's going to work through us. Amen. And working through that, he's going to download these things in you. Though they're spiritual, they'll turn in the natural. It'll turn into inheritance because the Holy Ghost takes that water and makes it wine. The Holy Ghost takes that spiritual inheritance and he transmits it. Jesus in John 16 said he'll receive of mine, speaking of the Holy Ghost, and he'll declare, disclose, and transmit it to you. See, he's receiving of what's in me. When you pray to the Father authorizes the release. The Holy Spirit takes what's in Christ and he brings it and then he sheds it abroad into you. He releases it into you and then he releases it through you. What does John 7 say? 28, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. He's going to take that inheritance of Christ. Everyone say amen. Amen. Say booyah. He's going to take of that inheritance and he's going to release it into the earth. Now, when you know that and you apply your faith to that, God will begin answering. Wouldn't that be a noble thing that God would actually answer our prayer? You'd have a whole lot more fun with God if you'd start getting answered prayer on a weekly and monthly and daily basis, wouldn't it? God would take on a whole new meaning. We pray all the time. I pray all the time. People think because you're a pastor, you pray it's going to happen. That's not so. There's many times I prayed, nothing happened. And then you go, well, you just got to walk by faith. Just keep on, brother. You got to walk by faith. Just something about you he didn't like today. But that's not the way he is. Well, he's just not ready. You ever heard that one? God, when he's ready to do it, he'll do it. So he just wants us to stay sick. He just wants that sickness and disease. Would you as a father want your son sick? Every once in a while, we're awakened with Victoria or Carson at night. Not very often. They'll be sick. And to hear that scream at night when they're in pain, you do anything. You take that pain if you could. You don't want ever for your children to be in pain. So you think for 1 second that God wants to see you in pain? When Jesus came and bore your sicknesses and carried your pains and by your stripes he's healed. But God has a way in which all this has to be downloaded. Jesus received your healing. He received power on our behalf. But we as a church, instead of just excuse it off and say, well, one day when you get ready, God, come and tell me. We have to press in to what he says. And we have to have the spirit of revelation about what he says. Not just the knowledge of it, because we can't access by mere knowledge. We have to have revelation. There's a difference between revelation and knowledge. Revelation lights you up. How many of you had God revelate the word to you? I mean, it lights you up. That's what the Holy Ghost was given to you, to light you up. He's going to reveal your inheritance. So when he reveals it, you see something that cannot be seen with a natural eye, but it's just as real as if you could see it with a natural eye. See, I see that inheritance because not just because the word said it, but it was revealed. This word, the spirit and life of it was revealed. Once he shows it to you, I know I can have it. So if I know I can have it, I say, Father, show us how this works. And he said, I've placed everything in the name of Jesus. All power in heaven and earth was placed in the name of my son. I put all the inheritance in his name. Everything's in his name and under his name. And I've given him a name above every other name. And when you come to me to pray, pray that I would grant you out of that name, that inheritance to release out of that name. And when that grant is released, what happens? The Holy Ghost comes in. He'll receive of mine. And then he releases it and transmits it to you. And when he does that, you receive it. Now, if it's something like dunamis power, that's received in your spirit. But if he's supplying all your needs according to his riches in glory are spiritual, but it is riches because he's supplying your need out of. Many times we think God's just going out there. God's working through you. There's an anointing that causes that to happen. And he releases that. And then out of your innermost being flows rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit releases it outward. You remember when they filled the cup with water? And Jesus said, now draw it out, bear it. And when you draw it out, the Holy Ghost is going to turn that water into wine. That's what he does. That's what he's good at. He takes that spiritual inheritance. In Acts 4, they said, Father, grant us signs, miracles, and wonders to be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Say the name. The miracles, signs, and wonders. And he asked the Father, stretch forth your hand, Father. And grant out of that name. See, you're granting out of that name, praying in that name. So what the Lord moved upon me to do was to prepare this. He says, I want you to begin praying the sevenfold inheritance that I have received on your behalf. So just like they were praying for dunamis power, we're going to pray for power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Amen. I'll read that prayer to you, but I want you to understand what's in that prayer. That's why we're preaching it today, not to just to read the prayer. You're never supposed to just do things out of the natural. I mean, you got to understand you're releasing your faith. You're asking the Father to grant out of that name. I'll read it and then we'll pray it together. Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you this day that you would grant me, it's the same template prayer of Ephesians 3, but we've added the sevenfold inheritance into it. You grant me in accordance to the riches and glory that are in the name of Jesus to be strengthened with all dunamis power in my inner man, to be blessed with all wealth and riches. How many of you like that one? To be filled with all wisdom and strength, to be endowed with honor from above. You know, some want the honor of men, but how many of you want the honor that comes from God? Listen, when God honors you, you are honored. Because it's going to show up, amen? To be honored, to be clothed in glory. To be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through the administration of your Holy Spirit into and out of my inner man. Is that powerful or what? You know, we should pray that every day. Every day. Make it a part of our prayer. That's give me this day my sevenfold inheritance daily bread. You know, the Lord's Prayer, give me this day my daily bread. How about give me this day my sevenfold inheritance? If he inherited it, he wants to give it to us. Amen. So let's pray that together. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you this day that you would grant us according to the riches and glory that are in the name of Jesus, that have been entrusted to that name, to be strengthened with all dunamis power in our inner man, to be blessed with all wealth and riches, to be filled with all wisdom and strength, to be endowed with honor, to be clothed in glory, to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through the administration of your Holy Spirit into my inner man and through my inner man in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Glory to God. Take that prayer and begin praying that every day and thanking him for that. Thanking the Father for the sevenfold inheritance. Now, I'll close with this. I was recently watching Bill Winston. He was preaching. He's actually having a conference. And he had a guy in from Nigeria. And this guy, he did a video. I've never seen anybody do so much in the Lord. They had everything under the sun. It looked like a whole government that was operating. They had 20-something buildings, probably 300-something cars, 100 buses. They had, I don't even know how many members. It was over 250, 300,000 members in their church. 4 banks. I was just amazed to see this man. And so this man comes out, and I can't remember his name. And they ask him, how are you doing all this? And he said, well, I got a revelation that there is a sevenfold inheritance in the book of Revelations. And I pray that sevenfold inheritance every day. And God has already had us on this. I said, oh yeah, come on, Holy Ghost. Same Holy Ghost. He goes, I didn't do this on my own strength. He goes, I did this in the strength of God, but every day I prayed his sevenfold inheritance. Now, he didn't pray it out of Ephesians. That's something the Lord, but he was praying. And he goes, that sevenfold inheritance started showing up in everything we did. He granted us dominion and we started exploding everywhere. I mean, they've got colleges and medical schools. One man's work, the kingdom of God is multiplying like that. The capacity of one believer. He said this, he goes, I'm nothing. He goes, I couldn't do any of this in the natural. But the Spirit of God in his government came down upon us. And that sevenfold inheritance is working in the church. Isn't that good? Man, it makes me want to just go and pray this prayer all over again. We're going to pray it one more time. Then we're going to close with this. Amen. Let's all stand and we'll pray it. Hallelujah. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you this day to grant us, according to the riches of his glory, that are in the name of Jesus, that have been entrusted to that name, to be strengthened with all dunamis power in our inner man, to be blessed with all wealth and riches, to be filled with all wisdom and strength, to be endowed with honor that is from above, to be clothed in glory, to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through the administration of your Holy Spirit into my inner man and through my inner man. For out of my belly, out of my innermost being flows rivers of inheritance, rivers of generational inheritance, rivers of living water. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.